Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's reflect on Romelu Lukaku at his finest as he scored three in rapid succession in 11 minutes against Sunderland last night. It was definitely a game of two halves. Let's talk with a very happy David Fahili. Morning to you, sir.
Good morning, kid.
Yeah, you must be over the moon with this performance. Well, the second half performance anyway.
Yeah, I am, to be honest. I thought it's only early days, isn't it? Obviously, we've only had four league games, I think it is now, five games and all. And we look at him, and the main thing what screams out to me is he keeps changing it. He keeps identifying things, what's wrong, and immediately, straight away, changing. That call last night to take Barkley off for Delafield, that was enormous. That was really big to us. He doesn't care about egos, really. It's only early days, I'm saying it again, but I've got to say, that impressed me last night. And the three goals what came off the back of it, and the win, and the crowd going mental and all that, that's all down to him taking that first decision. If he doesn't take it, that doesn't happen. So I've got to say, all day, honestly. He's also got your centre-forward scoring hat-tricks now. So that's all gone about him not scoring in the first few games. That's all gone now. It's momentum again. So yeah, you've got to give credit where it's due, to be honest.
Top-class hat-trick as well. Hadn't scored for, 1,139 minutes for Everton. There was pressure coming on him. The papers have been digging into him for a few days, haven't they?
Yeah.
And he's responded, Romelu.
The thing about it is, I can't hear a word against him, honestly. I can't hear a word about that kid as far. He's always, if you look back to his short career now, he always scores in bursts. He always gets, I don't know, 8 goals in 12 games and then doesn't for a period. It's just the way he does it. But every season, when you look at the goal tally at the end of the season, he's got 20-odd. And that's all you need to know. That's what you buy in footballers for. People go for millions and millions of pounds because of it. And that kid there does it. So I never moan about his work rate or this or that or whatever. He's there to score goals for me. That's what we pay him the big bucks for, and that's what he does.
Yeah, you know what? He wasn't oblivious to all that chat about him. He mentioned it afterwards. I wonder whether that sort of fired him up in the belly a little bit.
It did, and also, you see, the thing about it is, media stories, you know loads of people in the media, just bounce them out. But people get upset about it, especially kids with the name on the shirt. People get upset by that stuff. And he's only a kid, you know. He's still only a boy, like. Physically, he's imposing, but he's only a young'un, so sometimes he reacts in the wrong way, or you know, like that. But in the greater scheme of things, honest to God, he is a beast, really. And if we keep him for 3 more years, we'll get 3 more years of 20-odd plus goals a season, virtually guaranteed. You can't ask for no more than that.
He should have had 4 last night, to be honest. He should go into training this morning with a bottle of wine for Yannick Bolasie. Whose crossing ability and sort of trickery on the wings looks special.
The second one was absolutely ridiculous, to be honest with you. The second one was ridiculous. But yeah, this is what I'm saying about learning, though. There'll be times in that season where this season goes to, and he'll know Lukaku. I'll go to make the run, but I won't. He'll hit it the second time because they're getting to know each other. But you can see every game now it's starting to, there's a little bit more progress and a little bit more tangible, visible progress. So yeah, I'd say I think we still need Peyton Lee. The first half would show you that we need to put a striker next to him, because Lukaku's better when he hasn't got his back to goal. He's a different footballer completely once he's facing goal, especially when he's running at goal. But even when he's facing goal, he's a different, and a second striker gives you the ability to flick on and just knock-ons and bang, bang, bang through. And it changes the game completely. When he's the focus of it, like a vanguard of it, and he's got his back to goal, he's not half the player. You need to get bodies around him and turn defenders around. That's when he comes into his own, in my opinion.
And also Sunderland's defence. He won't be facing defences like that week in, week out. He made the most of it.
The second half he did, but the first half, that kid never gave him kick the ball at Coney. Romelu Lukaku never got into the game until I think it was the 63rd minute. He ended up taking the match ball on with him, and that's fine too, because he's a great footballer himself. But that other kid impressed me, centre-half. I thought he had a good game.
Not Djilaboji.
No, the other fella.
Oh, Kone, I was going to say Djilaboji was awful, wasn't he?
Awful, no, the other fella, yeah. No, he looks like what I'm saying is I haven't really paid any attention to him. And then we heard about we had interest in him, so I thought I'd check him out. Well, he was strong. He looked all right to me. You know, I'd have to have another look at him, but he looked decent to me, to be honest with you.
Well, brilliant from Lukaku. I just wish he wouldn't talk so much when he goes away with Belgium.
I agree.
Right, give me... Put you on the spot now. Give me the last three Everton hat-tricks before Romelu Lukaku's. Come on, David. If there's one man who can reel this off, it's you.
All right, kid. I was having a bevy till 20.
No. Come on. Right, you remember the last one?
No, let me think.
Well,
no,
you will, because Everton had one of these in their team last night.
Everton had what? Sorry.
No, Sunderland had one of these in their team last night.
An Everton player who scored a hat-trick.
Come on, same name.
I've no idea what you're talking about. What are we?
Aruna Kone. Kone, come on. You're the man. 1st of November 2015 against...
Sunderland.
There we go. Right, we'll go to the one before that.
Lukaku hit it. He crossed the ball. Lukaku crossed him outside of his foot. And he had it. That's what happened. By
David, you're trying to talk me out of this now. Come on. The one before this. Who scored the one before? You loved him and he left you and went to... went somewhere down in the east of the country. Long way away.
Naismith.
Yeah, against...
Chelsea. No, not Chelsea.
It was Chelsea. 12th of September, 2015. And before that, there was an 8-year wait, would you believe it, before that, according to this...
Lewis Sara.
No.
Lewis Sara scored 5, so he must have scored at 6.
Oh, did he? Was that in a cup game?
No, he beat Blackpool. He scored 5 against Blackpool.
Sorry, I'm talking about Premier League hat-tricks. The Yak...
Who did he score at the game?
2007, do you know who it was against?
Don't know. I would have been at the game, but no.
Fulham, apparently. Okay. These are the stats I've got in front of me. Steve Watson before that. 4 years.
Yeah, Steve Watson, I was there then too.
David, lovely to catch up with you. I'll speak to you very soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
David Fahili there. Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.